The parasha of Malchus, that Beis Din will only give a person Malchus if first he was warned, because there is possible Adin of Hasro. Nothing more says, the Vechiski taught him, the Vechiski will learn, the Pasuk says, V'chiyozit isha v'yeyul hoza b'yomah, if a person goes to kill his friend, b'yomah, with willing. So Idashna means, Shehisra boy, that they warned him. As Rashi explains, when the Pasuk says, V'chiyozit, the question is, Minoy Adin, how do we know this, that he really meant to kill him? Elishisra, but it has to be the first we warned him. For Yadayahu Mezit, and still it's called a Mezit. So even after we warn him, he starts to say, okay, I'm still going to do it. That's called the real Hasro. The great Rabbi Shmuel Tana, it says, Hamoitziyam Oisai Mekoshis Eitzim, that we took out the Mekoshis Eitzim, the one that did the Mechala Shabbos, and we gave him the Misa. So the Diyakit Shehisra, boy, that we warned him. For Yadayahu Mekoshis, and he's still doing the Chet of Mekoshis. Like Rashi says, doesn't say that he gathered together the wood. Means he's still doing it now. And his or even after we found him and we told him to stop, still he kept on doing it. So what's the reason why she said? Because they warned him. So now for this lesson of Mashmi is still doing it, Mashmi the word Hasroa, and even though we heard about it, still he kept on doing it. And the Gemara says, "Devei Rebbe." In the base measure of Rebbe, they learned. Tell them they learned. The pasuk says, "Al devar asher ino." Here, the pasuk in the Devarim is talking about that if a man lives with a nara besula murosha liyish, a lady that had erisin to another man, and somebody else lived with her, and she did it willingly. So the pasuk says, "We give them both skila uskalta meisa bavon v'meisa sanara." Then the pasuk says, "She gets misa al asher loytzak abir." The esish, the mean, the man gets misa al devar asher ino. The pasuk says, "Al devar asher ino." So the dashim must mean al devar because al iske dibur means that there had to be some talking there, which means hasro. So from here we know even the nisa of skila also needs hasro. The more says of tzricha, we need all these to really move them to say that we have to have hasro first before we punish somebody. Because of rachmona choisa, the term word just said by a choisai havemina chayvi malchus. Like we said before, even though the pasuk is talking about kavus, it does not pertain to Korach because there you do not need Asura, but rather it goes on Malchus. So true, by Malchus we have to warn him first. Malchus in, but Chai v'Misas Loi, maybe when a person deserves to get Misa, therefore the punishment is so strong, the Avera was so big, maybe we would give him the punishment even without Asura. Therefore, Kosta Rechmona, the Torah has to write, Tiyotit, even when you go to kill somebody, that we kill you, it's also only with Asura. Now, the cost of Rachamon of the Chiyozid, the third word just wrote the word Chiyozid, have a mina, I would have heard to say, Hani Mili, one of you said, Saif. Only a regular means if you kill somebody that we kill you, the Saif with the sword, then to kill, it's not such a strong Misa. Then we need Hasro. Avo Skila, maybe the person does a Chet that he has to bring, that he has to receive Skila for, like by a Mekoshish, a Nara Moroso, there they both receive Skila. The chamur is a stronger avera, stronger punishment. Emalai, maybe there I would say you do not need hasro, but rather we give them the punishment right away, even without hasro. So tzricha, therefore I need even this last case also. And really, these last two cases, the case of Mekoshish and the case of Nara Morosom, they both receive skila. Now they must the question, the tarati bin iskolom lovely, how come I have to say two times by skila that we need hasro first? Someone says, the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon Shittam, that he says, Sreifis Chamura, the punishment of burning is more of a strict than Niskolim. So just from the Misa of Niskolim, I would not know Nisrofim. Therefore, I need an extra pasuk here, Imeinu Winyan Liskila, that's Nuinyan Lisrofim. And it's long, Rabbi Shimon, Lassu Nisrofim, comes to include Nisrofim. The Rabbanim, according to Rabbanim, though, that Skila is more Chamura than Nisrofim, so for sure Nisrofim also needs Hasra. So when I said, I'll tell you, Milsa the Yasir the Kal V'Chaymah, something wrong with the Kal V'Chaymah, Torah the cost of Lakro, the Torah sometimes writes it down, even though it's true, ignore it from the Kal V'Chaymah, even though it's a Milsa Sreif of the Kal V'Chaymah, according to Rabban from Skila, but still the Torah goes to write it down. Having more is the question, but the Lichta Rechmona ben Niskolim, let the Torah just say by Niskolim that you need Hasro. For Leisi Hanach, Lidmo Minei, and these other two cases of Misa, and of Saif, we should learn out from Niskolim, if the old Niskolim is the Mochomer. So learn out all of them from here. Madrach by Niskolim, you need Hasro. Pshita by the other ancient, you need Hasro. Shema says true, Hochinam is Taka true, but you have to answer over here, Hochinam here also. Milsa, the Yaka, the Kavachim, even though something you couldn't out with the Kavachim, still the Klal is Terech because of the Lakur. Still the Terech bothered itself and wrote it down. So therefore, even though true, we could have got away without it, but that's the Klal, sometimes the Terech writes it down, even though we could learn it out otherwise. Alright, we'll stop here. You have to hear that from Memalaf and Alaf on top. A hitter atzvah lemisa. So when you warn when the Edom warn the person that's killing to give him misa, he has to say, even so. Now, the Reuven is killing somebody. So the Torahim go to Reuven and say, listen, Reuven, if you're going to kill him, you're over lav hatur when you're going to get misa. And he answers back, I don't care, even so. That's called hasrur. You know, and how do we know this? That hitter atzvah, he has to say, even so. On my rova vitein mechiski, on my quarter post, it says, Yumas hamates, we kill the mates. Mashma chiyata ratzma lemisa. Until he himself says, okay, I don't care, still I'll do it. In other words, the pasuk says, Yumas hamates, we kill the mates. Mashma, even before we kill him, he's called a mate. Why? Because he already said upon himself, I don't care, I don't care to be killed. Omar Rab Khanan, Eidin Amarosa. Khanan says, Nuhalocha. Omar Rab Khanan, Eidin Amarosa. If two Edim come and say this upon a Nara, that she was Mazana, Eide Nara Marosa, Shehuzmu. Now two other Edim come and say upon the first Edim, they're Zemimim. So Locher is Ein Nahogim. We do not kill the first Edim. This is the Chiddush. We do not kill the first Edim. Even though usually when the first Edim here said a Nara Hamarosa, a Nara that had Kedushin, live with another man, the Mazid, so Pashat she's Chayiv Misa, and the Berl is Chayiv Misa. So Pashat they wanted to kill the Nara. So Rav Chanan says, no, when we find out that these Edom are Zenimim, we do not kill them. Why not? Because, since they could say, we're only coming to ask you on your husband. No, the two Edom said true. We said, Edom, you live with another man, and two things take place. You chayiv misa, but also you become like a Saita, you're also on your husband. So the Edom have a right to say, all we meant to do is just come to say that you're also on your husband. But we do not have intentions of having you killed. Therefore, Kasha Zaman is, we do back to you what you wanted to do. So you have a right to say, all I wanted to do was just make her Asra on husband. Therefore, we do not kill the Edom. So, Demar, how could that be? We're just saying now that the only time we kill her anyway is that the two Edom first warned her. So in the first case, the way it started out, it had to be that these two Edom came to Bezdin and said, listen, Bezdin, we warned this Nara. Do not live with this man, because if you live with this man, if you do, you need to chayiv misa. And she says she doesn't care. So her, the Edom warned her first, so now how could the Edom say, we only came to have her usher on the bylaw? These two Edom warned her that she be chayiv misa. So for sure they're coming to kill her. So Gemara says, no, the case is lo yasri bo, that these two Edom did not warn her. So Gemara says, but the Edom did not warn her first, heichi miktala, how could we have her killed in the first place? As her, the case is here that the Edom are coming to have her killed. How would Bezdin have her killed if there was no asroa? So Gemara says, hey, Rav Chanan is talking about a case, the Isha Chaveira. So much, she's an Isha, a wife of a Talmud Chacham. And the Aliba de Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chaver ein Tzorech Hasro. A Chaver means a Talmud Chacham. If he does an Aveira, he does not need Hasro, he does not have to be warned first before he receives the punishment. Why? Because Rabbi Yosi Shita is, Lefish Lenitno Hasro, Elo Lahamchen Ben Shoigig Lemezid. The main purpose of Hasra is only that the person should not be a shoydik. He should not be able to say, I didn't know it was Asa. He has to know that it was Asa. Now, and since he's a Talmud Chacham, he for sure knows that he's doing an Aveira. Therefore, there's no purpose to warn him. So according to Rabbi Yossi, if an Isha here, this Nara, was a wife of a Talmud Chacham, that she for sure knows that Lacha should not live with another man, so if Edom see her doing it, should be Chayiv Misa, even without Hasra. Yes, Amara Sakashim, what do we say now that these two Edim, the first two Edim, when they are caught to be Zenimim, we do not kill them? Why? Because they have a right to say we're only coming to say she's also our bylaw, we're not coming to ask her, to kill her. If so, we should not be able to kill her in the first place. Here at Smashma, first the Edim came to Bezdin saying we saw this Nara Marosa, she was Mazana. So first Bezdin was going to kill her. Just later, two Edom came and made the first Edom Zimimim. But before the second pair of Edom came, Bezdin was going to have her killed. The question is, how could we have her killed? Through the first Edom. The first Edom should be Psulim. Why? Hevilo Eda Shiati Yacholi Azima.
his first Eidus, we cannot give them the Pash of Kasha Zomam. We cannot have them killed. And the Klal is Bechol Eidus, Shiatiyoch Liyazimo, Loishime Eidus. Any Eidus that you can't be Mazim is not called Eidus. So the first Eidus in the first place is not called good Eidus. Zmar says true, Hochinar Mikoma, this is all what Rav Chana meant to say. What he meant to say is, Mitoyach Shein Horgin, since the Eidim Zemim will not be killed, Shiachoylam Lemu, because they have a right to tell us that Li Oyser Abay Labonu, we're only coming to have her Oser and her husband, is Afi and an Heregis. So the same thing would apply that she also was not killed because of such Eidus. Why? To have the Eidus, Shiatiyachol Yazima, because these Eidim are Eidim, Shiatiyachol Yazima. So that's what Bechonan means to tell us. More is the question still. Ela Beisha Chaveiro, Tekai Malon de Mikdalo, Alib de Rabiesi de Yehuda. Rabiesi says that an Isha Bechover, she does not need Hasro, but she's killed anyway. But there's a Pasha, the Torah says that she's in the Zana, she gets Misa. So the question is, Heichem Mishkakas Lo, how do we have this? Like you're telling me, she can never be killed, because the Eidim cannot have a din of Kasha Zomam. Because the Eidim will never be killed, because they could always say, Li Yisra Baila. So where does the Torah say the classical case that she is killed? So Gemara says the case is like this. Kisha Zinso, she was Mizana first with one man. And V'chazra the Zinso, she was Mizana with a second man. So here, the second time she's being Mizana, when the Eidim come to Bezin and say, listen, this little lady, we know she was Mizana last week, and she did it again. For what purpose are they coming now to Bezin? If they only want to say she's Osir Al-Bailo, they did that last week. When they said last week that she lived with another man, she at that time became Osir Al-Bailo. For what purpose are they coming to Bezin a second time? It has to be now they want to have her killed. So since they're coming the second time, for sure here they want to have her killed, then we would kill her. And if we find them to be Edom Zimmerman, they will be killed. Freddie Marno, for Yechodim Leima, they can still come and tell us. We Osir Al-Bailo Sheni Bonu. We only came to make a roster on the second man. The locker is when an Isha Sish is Mizana with another man, so she's also to marry that man. Even after her first husband gives her a get, she's also on the second man. So maybe the Edom could tell us that the Isra Abayla, Shani, the reason why we're coming a second time to Bezdin is to tell Bezdin that she's also to the second man, but not to have her killed. So when I says no, the case is Shezinso Mibayla Rishon. The case is that she lived with that first man a second time. So again, she's also on the first man because of the first Bia. She's also on the husband because of the first Bia. For what purpose are they coming a second time to Bezdin? It has to be to kill her. This is the case where she would be killed, and if the Eidim are caught to be Zemimim, they will be killed. But the more still, gives us one teretz. Inami, a second teretz is, Shezintza Mikroveho. The second time she was Mizana, let's say, with her brother. So since she lived with her brother, we cannot say the Eidim are coming out to say she's also on her brother, on the Boila, because she's also anyway to her brother. So for what purpose are the Eidim coming to Bezdin? It has to be to have her killed. Now the Gemara says, Maishino Naramarosa, what did Rav Chanan say the case of a Naramarosa? You could have the same case to any married lady. The Nokas Gemara says, Afilu Nesuyanami, even if she'd be married and have Nesuyan also be the same halacha. So if two Eidim come and say, any married lady is living with another man, we should not kill these two Eidim if they're caught to be Zemimim. Because they have a right to say, we're only coming, Li'oisra Abayla. So Moses says, in it's true, he could have said it by a Nisui also. Elis Chiddush is, Afilohai, even by a Nara Marasa, that they only had Kedushin, and they never lived together yet, she and her husband. To Lo Yosva Tuse, she did not live with her husband yet. So, Yecholim Leima, Li'oisra Abayla Bono, this is a Chiddush. That the two Eidim that come to Bezin and say, we saw your wife live with another man, and later they're caught to be Zayimim, they could tell us, we only came to make her Oster to the husband. Like, one word B is, that's not on their mind right now. Like, obviously they're lying. They're Zayimim. So what did they want to do? They wanted to make a hard time for her and her husband. That's good if they were married and living together already, so he's jealous. So he'd want to say, Oster Abayla. But here, which is only in Naira Marosa, they weren't living together yet, I would think that the Eidim can't say that. That's for sure the Eidim only came to have her killed, but not Lo'isra al-Bailo, because they're not living together anyway. Kamash v'lo no, they're believed, we believe her when she says that we believe the Eidim when they say we're only coming to make her Osir al-Bailo, even if they have the Nesuyin, she'll always be Osir to her husband. Omer Rav Chizur like this, what's going to be Echorim of Esayif? When the Bezdin is Boidik, the Eidim, one Eid says Reuven killed with a sword. The Yechoraima Biaririn, he killed with a dagger, not a type of a sword. Horgu, is Ein Zenochen, that's not good Eidus, they contradict one another, the Eidus is bottle. What about Echad Ayma Kelu Shchur? One says Reuben was wearing a black shirt. The Echad Ayma Kelu Levon is wearing a white shirt. Harezenochen, that's called Gredis. That doesn't bother us. This is not the weapon. It's not how he killed with what he killed. This is Tom. What he was wearing, no, they're not so interested. It could be mistaken. He thought it was white. He thought it was black. That's not a contradiction. Next we have a kasha. Nochen. What does that mean? Shei Nochen. That the Edom has to be perfect. What does that mean? Echorim Besayah Horgu. If one says he killed with a sword, the Echorim Be'arim with a dagger, Horgu, or else, Echorim Mekele Shcherim. One eight says Reuben was wearing a black shirt. The Echorim Mekele Levon knows with a white shirt. Ein Zanochen. Here it says the Edom is bottle. You see, even with a white shirt and a black shirt, also we say the Edom is bottle. Not like we said before. And the Gemara, Tigumar Al Chizda, Besude Shechon Kubay. You know what type of a shirt we're talking about here? Not Stam a shirt. We're talking about that the weapon he used to kill, he strangled the person with a handkerchief, with a scarf. So they asked him, was that scarf black or was it white? And one eighth said it was white, one eighth said it was black. That's called a contradiction, therefore the edus is bottle. But that's an edus in the weapon. Tahainu, that's the same malacha, saifaru. That's just like the sword and the dagger. Therefore there's no proof from here. Toshimak, I'll be another proof. It says, Echorayim es sandol eshcharim. One eighth said he was wearing black shoes. The Echorayim es sandol levonim. No, Reuben was wearing white shoes. Ein zanochen. It says, the edus is no good. The question is why? Why do I care what shoes he was wearing? He didn't kill with a shoe. So one says, no. Hosananit goin sheboyet boi besandoloi behorgo. Okay, the other case is, the edus said that Reuben killed Shimon by kicking him. He kicked him and killed him. So therefore, what did he kick him with? With a shoe. So it's negated to know whether it was a black shoe or a white shoe. You should have known that. Toshma coming here. It says, Maisel Bodik Ben Zakai, says Namishna, that Ben Zakai, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai, he checked out the Eidim, B'yukse Tena. When somebody killed near a fig tree, they used to ask the Eidim, do you know, were there any sprouts off the fig tree? Or else some say it's the stem of the tree itself. Did you know, were the stems big, were they not big? So the Chura, what does it got to do with the, what do we care what the stems were? That's not what he killed with. So you see, you can make a B'dika, even on Ukse Tena, if they make a mistake, they're the apostle. Mar says, no. We're talking about maybe what the chet that he did was he picked off a fig off the tree on Shabbos. The Yoloh Kamiktel, he's being killed because he picked off the tree. So therefore we have to ask him, the fruit that he picked off, was the stem big, was the stem small? That's part of the chet that he's getting mitzvah for. But the Mar, no. For Tanya we learned, Omruloi, Tachas Tein Hogu, that the Aiden said, listen, I killed under, the Aiden said we saw Reuben kill under this fig tree. And still, Ben Zaka used to ask the Edim, was the fig tree, does it have sprouts? Were they small, were they big? Of course, why do I care how the fig tree was? He's saying he killed somebody under the tree. So you see, even for such bedikis, also the contradiction is possible. Yes, Sumar says true. Elo Amar Rami Bachoma, Kugain Sheshoftu B'yicho Shofena. The case here is, you know how the Edim is saying Reuven killed Shimon, you know how? He took Shimon and knocked him into the shoots off the fig tree. So therefore it was the Yichur, it was the shoots themselves that killed him. So therefore now Bezdin has the right to ask the Edim, were those shoots sharp, were they big, were they small? And the contradiction, one says they were big, one aid, and the other aid says no, they were small, that's called the contradiction, that's Epsulim. But only because this was the weapon that he used to kill with. So again, there's no proof, Stam, what a shirt is. Toshima, Omalehen, they said like this, Tainazu, Uktseo Dakin, Uktseo Gatin. They asked, the Bezdin asked the Edim, were the sprouts big or thin? Tainim shchuris, tainim levonis. Were the figs black or white? Shchuri does not kill with a fig. Shchuri, see, even without the weapon, the Edom have to be clear all the things that happen. And if there's any contradiction, they're psulim. So see, even white and black also is a contradiction. So where is it true? El Omer Rabbi Yosef, mi ben zakai loisev inish. You want to ask the question for now, Mishnah, according to ben zakai shita, true. Ben zakai is a yochid. That Shani Ben Zaka was different. The Bedikos Tichakiras Meshavulei. He held that any question we ask the Edim, if there's any contradiction in the Bedikos, it's like Tichakiras that the Psulim. But the Chum argue in Ben Zakai. Therefore, before we're going according to Rav Chizda is going according to Chachamim, there's not a kasha from Ben Zakai in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Man Ben Zakai. Who is this Ben Zakai in our Mishnah? Elaine, if you want to tell me, it's the famous Rav Yechon Ben Zakai. So first of all, Mihevi b'Sanhedri, was he part of any Sanhedrin that had somebody killed? Here at Smashman the Mishnah, he was there by the B'dikas of Edim to have somebody killed. For a time, we learned like this, Kol Shenayisosh Rav Yechon HaMetzakai, Nei Yav Yasim Shona. Rav Yechon HaMetzakai lived 120 years. The first 40 years he was a businessman. Mem Shoni, after 40 years, he sat and learned in yeshiva. Lomad Aboyim Shoni, Mamish learned from 40 till 80, he went into yeshiva and sat and learned for 40 years. And Aboyim Shoni Limit. And then the last 40 years, from when he's 80 to 120, that's when he taught other people. That's when he became like Gatzmicha. That's if anything, he'll be a dying. He was only a dying the last 80 years. The last 40 years, when he was 80 till 120. Now, for Tani, run like this. Aboyim Shoni Koydim Kurban Abayis. 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, goes to Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin left already the Lishkas Hagozis, the Yoshva Lo B'Chanus. They went out of the Beis Hamikdash of Sanhedrin Gedolah, and they sat in a Chanus in a store. And the Yom Rav Yisrael Bar Avadimi, Elohim come to tell us, Shaladam Adin HaKnoshes. So they didn't pass on any more Adin HaKnoshes. One says, why not? Adin HaKnoshes HaGadayetek, like, why not? You do not need the Sanhedrin HaGadolah to pass on Adin HaKnoshes. Even a Bezna 3 could pass on. As long as they're Samuchim, they have Samichim, they can pass on HaKnoshes. So what they're going to do is a Hedrick Gedolah. Elo rather means to say, Shaladon did in the Foshas. To Paskin, the Shal of Nefoshos, even though a Bezna of 23 could Paskin, but it's only Kozuman, there is the Bezna God in Yerushalayim and the Lishkas Hagozis. And at any time, the Bezna God will left, the Lishkas Hagozis is bottled the din of Misa by all Bezdins. No Bezna could Paskin Misa. So it comes out that 40 years before the Churban of the Beis Migdash, there was no more Bezdins to Paskin the Shal of Misa. Okay? Now, Utsanam will learn like this. Mishachor of Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, Hiskin of Yechon HaMetzakei, he made a takona. So it comes out he was alive after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, and at that time he was like a dying, he was making takonas. So it comes out now, he only made takonas own like a dying in the last 40 years of his life. And 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Sanhedrin left. So the last 40 years there was no din in the Foshas. So sorry, Yechon HaMetzakei was never in a Bezdin that passed in the Foshas. Because he first got his Smich at 80. At 80, there was already the Sanhedrin Gevela left already the Lashkas Hagozis. There was no more Dina Mises. So Sahaza say in our Mishnah that Ben Zakkai was there to test out the Eidim by Dina Nefoshos. He was not there then. He was not a dying yet. At 80, it was after ready the time the Sanhedrin left the Lashkas Hagozis. So can you have Yechon and Ben Zakkai? So what's the true? Ella Ben Zakkai the Yama. Maybe the Mishnah means Stama Ben Zakkai. Not the famous of Yechon and Ben Zakkai, Stama Ben Zakkai. The Moshe Zalkanam Mestav did this far also. Like this. These psychotatic Rebbe Yechon Ben Zakkai correlate Rebbe Ben Zakkai. Like, what is the Tan Mishnah? What does Rebbe Rebbeinu Lakodesh call him Stam Ben Zakkai? We should have called him Rebbe Yechon Ben Zakkai. So Moshe says, no, you're not true though. For your time, we learned like this. Maisa Ubodik Rebbe Yechon Ben Zakkai Yuxatainen. It says clearly that it was Rebbe Yechon Ben Zakkai. He was the one that checked out the Edim, whether the shoots of the fig tree were big or small. So back to both kashes. Mashma, he was there, b'shastei with Dan Achiv Misa, Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai. His last 40 years of his life, there was no more Bezdin, Sanhedrin HaGadolah. So how was he able to pass and be part of the Bezdin? Gemara says, true, the case is like this. Ela Talmud HaYeshiv Lefnei Rabbi Hevi. It's true, it was not his last 40 years. It was before he was 80 years old. Let's say he was only 70 years old. And at that time, he was only like a Talmud in the Yeshiva. So true, he was not really part of the Bezdin. He was only like a Talmud sitting in front of the Dayan. The Yomna Milsa, and at that time Ben Zakkai was a young man, he said something, and the Dayanim at that time liked what he said. Or Mestavalu Tamay, they liked what he said. And therefore, the Kabbalah Bishmei, therefore they put it down in his name, it's Ben Zakkai.